You've heard people say you are what you eat, but do you ever really stop to check the meanings of all those words and claims on food packaging in the grocery aisle? Earlier, I talked with Eric Adams from Men's Health about which words you should be focused on, starting with tuna fish.
There's a lot of diversity out there, and nowhere is that more true than in the tuna aisle. In fact, if you read all the labels, you'll find chunk tuna, solid, light, white, albacore. Which do you buy? Okay, first of all, with albacore or white tuna, because it delivers more than three times the omega-3s of skipjack or light tuna, that's what you want. But because albacore tuna are typically larger, they also have higher mercury levels. So balance risk and reward and only eat 1 6-ounce serving of albacore a week. And if you've just got to have a little more tuna than that, then feel free to chow down on 12 ounces of skipjack or light tuna every week. And by the way, to limit your exposure to BPA, the harmful chemical in the linings of the cans, check the can for labels that say BPA-free or opt for the plastic pouches.
I'm starting to think now about the foot-long tuna sandwiches I sometimes get from Subway. I'm going to have to ask them what kind of tuna that is, because that's a lot of tuna on those things. So.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll know. Sometimes they don't, unfortunately.
We're going to move on to another type of food that's on your plate several times a week, probably. Chicken. How do you buy the best chicken?
You start by reading the label, but don't put too much stock in what it says. Here's why. When the label says USDA processed verified, you may find yourself wondering what this really means. The reality is the USDA inspects all chicken for safety, but some producers pay to have their claims, like all vegetarian diet, verified. The bottom line, while all manufacturer claims on chicken are generally true, crowing about USDA process verification is really just a lot of marketing hype. So when the label says fresh, this really just means the bird hasn't been stored below 26 degrees. So if you really want to know if the bird is fresh, check for less exposed areas like under the wings for discoloration. The fresh poultry should have a consistent coloring all the way around it.
We're going to move on to the most important meal of the day, and some of us eat cereal at all times of the day and night.
Not only do people eat it all times of the day, but it's also in some ways a dessert instead of breakfast, because a recent study by the Environmental Working Group found that 2 out of 3 cereals are made up of at least 26% sugar by weight. That's astounding. Now, is that any way to start the day? Of course, we can't rate every cereal on the cereal aisle here, but here's how some of Men's Health readers' favorite breakfast cereals stack up based on a poll. Honey Smacks, 56% sugar by weight. That's an incredible number. Fruit Loops, 41%. Frosted Flakes, 37%. Honey Nut Cheerios, 32%. Okay, we're getting better. Frosted Mini Wheats, 25%. Okay, of course, one would expect Honey Smacks and Fruit Loops to have a lot of sugar, but seeing the placement of Honey Nut Cheerios so high up in the shortlist serves as a warning to all of us that we better be looking long and hard at our favorite cereal's ingredient list to determine just how healthy the cereal really is.
All right, back to the shredded wheat and fruit now. Eric Adams with Men's Health Magazine joining us on Skype.